WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 59 degrees. We look for a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, summertime is one of the hardest times of the year for food banks as donations drop off dramatically. Brian Barks, a spokesman for the Food Bank for the Heartland, says they're launching a new effort allowing people to text donations to the agency. Barks says the signs are clear the economy isn't getting any better.
There's just families that are having a hard time making ends meet. If you think, when's the last time we've heard of a company saying, hey, we're adding these upper high-paying jobs? It's been a while. Well, the jobs are adding to the economy. Or, you know, lower-level service-related jobs.
A recent Map the Meal Gap study was compiled by the group Feeding America, and Barks says the results were troubling.
It's a study that's done each June. It says 211,000 people in our service area who are at risk for hunger. That number has pretty much been flat over the last 3 years, and what that tells us is that the issue of hunger is not getting any worse. But unfortunately, it's not getting any better.
It's hoped the new texting program will lure more people into donating cash to the food bank. They simply need to text the word FEED to 501-501 from a cell phone.
And then all you do is type in yes, hit send, and you've made a $10 donation, and that will allow us to provide 30 meals to people who need it.
The Omaha-based facility supplies food items to 325 food pantries, homeless shelters, and soup kitchens in 93 counties across western Iowa and Nebraska. Last year provided food to 19,000 families in need, in addition to helping emergency shelters, after-school programs, senior housing sites, and rehab centers. News time is 8:02.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs, ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13-megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV Store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV Store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV. And we do all of our own Dish installs so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV Store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
Iowa motorists who buy gasoline without ethanol could soon see a price jump at the pump. The Des Moines Register report that Iowa's largest pipeline operator, Magellan Midstream Partners, will no longer ship clear 87-octane regular gasoline to its Iowa terminals. Instead, the pipeline operator will start shipping 84-octane fuel, which can be blended with more expensive 91-octane fuel to produce the regular 87-octane product. Iowa requires a minimum of 87-octane fuel at the gas pumps. The change means that both the new 87-octane and 91-octane fuels without ethanol will likely cost more at the pump. Magellan spokesman Bruce Heineit said that the change is driven by pipeline customers, including refiners, petroleum traders, and petroleum marketers. A change will take effect on September 15th. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the ag industry will suffer if Congress fails to enact some sort of immigration reforms.
If you know what I know about the impact of the immigrant workforce on agriculture, you recognize that this is something that needs to get done. We have had crops not harvested, crops not raised, and crops actually leaving the United States and being grown elsewhere because we have a broken immigration system.
America's agricultural industry has been able to keep food prices low in part with cheap immigrant labor. In 2006, 77% of all agricultural workers in the U.S. were born in another country. Vilsack cites a recent study in the state of Georgia.
They've determined that their state has suffered $320 million annually of economic loss and roughly 3,200 jobs that otherwise would have been filled weren't being filled. So if you start multiplying that by a lot of agricultural states around the country, you can see that this lack of a comprehensive immigration bill is having a profound impact on the agricultural economy.
Georgia enacted a state law in 2010 that makes it harder for employers to hire illegal immigrants and directed police in Georgia to be more aggressive in checking for undocumented residents. A University of Georgia study found farmers in Georgia were 40% short of the field hands needed to harvest crops last year. The immigration reform plan that recently cleared the U.S. Senate would grant legal resident status to current farm workers who entered the country illegally. Advocates say a separate guest worker program outlined in the bill will increase the flow of temporary farm workers into the U.S. A meeting and workshop for landowners, tenants, and other agribusiness professionals is scheduled to take place this Thursday evening, August the 1st, in Guthrie Center. A farmland leasing meeting will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Farm Bureau Hall. The workshop will assist interested persons with current issues related to farmland ownership, management, and leasing agreements. Each workshop attendee will receive a set of beneficial materials regarding farm leasing arrangements and farmland ownership. Topics to be covered include, but are not limited to, Iowa Cash Rental Rate Survey, Iowa Land Values Survey, comparison of different types of leases, lease termination, impacts of yields and prices, and more. The meeting is being facilitated by ISU Farm Management Specialist Shane Ellis. The cost is $20 per person or $35 per couple, and pre-registration is preferred. You can do that by calling 641-747-2276. In other news, the outgoing head of Rockwell Collins, one of Iowa's largest corporations, says the company will soon be generating half its revenue from outside the U.S. The Cedar Rapids-based aviation equipment maker has annual sales of nearly $5 billion, and CEO Clayton Jones says the company's goal of collecting 50% of that revenue from outside of the U.S. could be accomplished within the next 3 to 4 years. Jones says Rockwell Collins is losing business at home as the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq wind down.
We're seeing dramatic reductions in defense spending, not only dragging down our revenues, but also dragging down the number of employees, especially engineers that we have. That's being compensated for by our balance that we have in our commercial markets. And we're seeing commercial markets thrive outside the United States.
Rockwell Collins has roughly 19,000 employees worldwide, including over 9,000 workers here in Iowa, mainly in Cedar Rapids. Jones says the company is now finding new defense business with U.S. allies.
As the United States draws back from its strong positions, previous positions in some of these theaters, these local governments, international governments, that are in these very hot spots in the world are going to have to strengthen their own capability. That's what we stood up in Iraq. That's what we're standing up in Afghanistan. But that's also what we're going to have to do in the Middle East.
Jones is retiring as CEO of Rockwell Collins on Wednesday after 34 years with the company. He spoke earlier this month at an Iowa Partnership for Economic Progress meeting about the need for a more diverse labor force in Iowa.
It has to change to become more diverse, to be more inclusive, and match up to where the markets and the customers are going to be in the future, many of which are outside the United States. We've got to understand those markets, and many of which are in a different ethnic or gender or background that is going to be important to be our for our business to be competitive.
Dubuque native Kelly Ortberg, president of Rockwell Collins, will succeed Jones as CEO. Ortberg has been with Rockwell Collins since 1987. Jones plans to continue to serve on the company's board of directors as non-executive chairman. Retired Colonel George Bud Day, a Medal of Honor recipient who spent 5.5 years as a POW in Vietnam and was Arizona Senator John McCain's cellmate, has died at the age of 88. Doris Day said Sunday that her husband died Saturday at his home in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, after a long illness. Colonel Day was born in Sioux City, where the airport is named after him. In 2011, he was inducted into the Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame at the Iowa Aviation Museum in Greenfield. Day was one of the nation's most highly decorated servicemen since General Douglas MacArthur. He later became a tireless advocate for veterans' rights. He received the Medal of Honor for escaping his captors for 10 days after the aircraft he was piloting was shot down over North Vietnam. In all, he earned more than 70 medals during service in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Doris Day said her husband will be buried at Barrancas National Cemetery in Pensacola. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Israeli and Palestinian negotiators will be discussing in Washington later today how to restart peace talks. The discussions come after Israel's cabinet decided yesterday to free more than 100 long-held Palestinian prisoners. Peace talks broke off about 5 years ago. Pope Francis is reaching out to gays, saying he won't judge priests for their sexual orientation. Pope says, quote, "If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has good will, who am I to judge?" Francis's remarks came today during a plane ride back to the Vatican from his first foreign trip in Brazil. More than 50 people have been killed today in a series of car bombings in Baghdad and the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Most of the coordinated attacks struck Shiite areas of the capital. There's been no claim of responsibility, but it's believed Al-Qaeda's Iraqi arm carried out the bloodshed. Suicide attacks, car bombings, and other violence in Iraq have killed more than 3,000 people since April. The son of the Cleveland man who admitted kidnapping, raping, and enslaving three women for about a decade says his father belongs behind bars for the rest of his life. Anthony Castro said that he has nothing to say to his father, Ariel Castro, and will not visit him in prison. Ariel Castro is expected to be sentenced Thursday to life in prison plus 1,000 years after pleading guilty last week to 937 counts in a deal that spares him from the death penalty. And the parent company of Lord & Taylor is buying luxury retailer Saks for about $2.4 billion. The news comes a little more than a month after reports surfaced that Hudson's Bay was interested in buying Saks. Saks stock jumped more than 3% in pre-market trading. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Hazel Emma Kruger, age 84, of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Hazel Kruger will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died last Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Mabel Root, age 105, formerly a Fontenelle, died Friday at the Clearview Home in Clearfield. Celebration of life services for Mabel Root will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.